Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and time for a walk in the woods. In the first part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Marla, winter's over. It's finally spring and it's gorgeous out.
It is gorgeous out, finally. It's been a really long winter, and when the weather decided to break, it jumped right in.
Yeah, and it's just wonderful. The trees are blooming. All kinds of things are happening. People, listeners can hear the birds. It's great. And we're at Cordova.
We're at Cordova Park, down by the pavilion area, actually. We don't usually trek this way because there's a lot of people that reserve the area, but there's some fascinating things coming up around here.
Well, and you told me this is a red bud.
This is a red bud. We've got six wild red buds in this part of the park. And a few years ago, I was happened to be just tromping around and ran across a butterfly that I was very unfamiliar with, and realized through the assistance of some entomologists that we had located Henry's elfin butterflies. And they're pretty a rare occurrence. You don't see them very often. A lot of our red buds, if they're not wild or older, really don't make it through some of our winters. We have a really hard time of keeping red bud trees.
Really? We're
kind of right on the border of getting them to get big and healthy and not be limbs broken and things like that occurring. So the red bud and the wild red bud, with it can have anything else around it, but seems to be the larval source and the nectar source for these Henry's elfin butterflies.
Henry's elfin.
Henry's elfin.
That's a great name.
It is a great name. So I would just, you know, grab my bags and say I'm looking for Henry today, because you only have about a week and a half at the most to be able to view these butterflies before they're not here anymore. And it's unusual to find them literally on the red bud, but it just happens to be blooming in the last 2 days. And I've ran across about 100 little Henry's elfin butterflies within this area. Kind of taking it all in and getting as much out of it as I possibly can, and would love to share it with everybody, because these little things are only about a half of an inch big. Amazing earth tone colors, and they're a member of the hair streak family, so they have the lovely little fuzzy tails on the backs of the wings, and a black and white striped head and antenna. And against the vibrant pink and purple of the redbud tree, they just stand out amazing. They're only about the size of the bloom, though, so you have to look pretty close or you'll miss them.
Do you see any now?
I see. There is one up here and here, and there's one at the top, but they've all moved from the bottom. I grabbed a couple of shots just a little while ago, and right now they're going to be feeding and collecting nectar, and then they are going to bask in this scrubby area along the park road. And they like to roost and sit and bask about a foot off of the ground. So when the sun moves, they're going to move, and probably won't see them this afternoon then until morning again.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. When we walked up, you first pointed them out to me. There were six or seven of them.
There were, and yesterday I only found one. So the day before I found about 100, but I also had to walk into the woodlands in order to see that many. But it was just a great opportunity to share, because, as I said, I found him a few years ago and got him identified, and finding increasing diversity throughout our county areas, which is great, whether it's insects or reptiles, amphibians, anything that assists our environment along, and we get a greater diversity, tells us that things are going pretty well in our areas.
Are those gooseberries down there?
Yes. Yes, cool. They are. So it won't be long. We're going to look into, June, I think, for some berries. And all of our first foods have really started coming up now in the actual woodlands for the spring ephemerals. We did have snow trillium bloom that was around the second week of April. And most all of that is gone, because they'll even come up in the snow. But they are the first flower that blooms here, and that's kind of when pollination begins. Some of the ground floor flies and flower flies and bees begin to come out and get nectar from the first flowers. But finally, I didn't think it was going to happen, but the Dutchman's breeches, the bloodroot, toothwort, a lot of our common ephemerals that have to go and bloom and go to seed before the leaves actually cover up the canopy and cover the forest floor, they had to work pretty fast. So it's been a nice break, but it's been hard to keep up with too.
Well, those folks that went by have Poweshiek County plates.
Mm-hmm.
People come from all over just to enjoy the area around Lake Red Rock.
They do, and they like to drive around the lake and visit different areas. Each of the parks tend to offer something a little bit different, whether it be reconstructed prairies or woodlands. Right now is also a little bit alluring because it's getting to be morel mushroom season. So everybody's heading to the public areas to see if they can find supper.
I haven't found any yet.
I haven't found anyone. Actually, I did find one. I take that back. I don't want to lie on the radio. I found one that was smaller than my little fingernail on a piece of moss. And I decided that was probably going to be the first and last I would find. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm looking at the ground, but I'm more interested in the butterflies and what pollinators we're finding right now and what snakes we're finding right now. We've been on a decline for some of our snake species, and so it's been one of those things that I've been trying to look into and see if I can locate some different ones and ones that we haven't seen for quite a few years, and hopefully that'll be great.
More in depth after this.
I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
There's a little elfin right there. Henry decided to land right in front of you and
like posing.
Get a little nourishment. Usually they don't pose for long. I'll tell you, it's hard to even get a good glimpse of them. They're often running very fast-paced, and if they feel a little disturbed, they tend to go. But I find that windier days bring more insects and bring more birds in, because we've had a lot of warblers come in on our most windy days. They've been busy on the forest floors as well, getting bugs from the spring wildflowers and some nourishment, because it's really still been pretty chilly. And so they definitely target the forest floor to look for bees and flies and flower flies and things like that for their nourishment before moving on north. So we've had a lot of kinglets, we've had a lot of yellow rumped warblers, hermit thrush. We haven't had too many shorebirds move in yet. I think the water is a little bit high, there's not a lot of muddy backwaters right now. So hopefully some will still have a chance to move in. Otherwise, they just kind of skip us and go on to other areas. But the birds are really moving. Hummingbirds and Baltimore Orioles will be moving in the next few days and probably should be in Marion County within the next few days, by the weekend, I would say, kind of where they're stationed at right now. There's been a few sightings. So if you feed jelly and oranges for the Baltimore Orioles, then it's time to get that started and get the nectar out. If you feed the hummingbirds and get the nectar for them, it would be more beneficial to the birds to utilize nectar without the red dyes. The red dyes are really harmful to the birds. It really doesn't attract them any more than the regular sugar and water and boiling it. It's 4 to 1, 4 cups of water to 1 cup of sugar, and boil that and then put it in your hummingbird container, and they seem to like it very well. And you just have to make sure that it's cleaned and prepared every 3 or 4 days, depending on the heat.
Was there something else you'd like to show us this morning?
We can sure go on the woodland hike if you would like to, or we can observe. I'm looking at some bee flies that are on the redbud tree right now, and a eastern bumblebee on the redbud tree. So things are working really good this morning. Pollination has definitely begun. I'm sure you've seen some of the fruit trees blooming along the way. Our plums are about ready to bloom. The service berry has bloomed. So if you drive around the lake and see the white blooms along the cliff edges, that's all service berry. It's just beautiful to take a drive now.
Oh, okay. So that's what that is.
Yes.
Well, let's take the walk.
Okay.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. Tomorrow in In-Depth, we continue our walk.
An audio copy of today's In-Depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear In-Depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.